The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, November 24th, 2024, broadcasting from the Optimize You Studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. If you're searching for a clear, unbiased, science-based view of how to slow your aging, decrease illness, lose weight, maintain fitness, and optimize your nutrition, all with a hint of humor, maybe Vital Health Radio is your home base. Thank you for joining us. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is the PhD of podcasting and Waffle House of East Ridge. Good morning, Clint.
How you doing, sir?
I'm well.
Fantastic.
Thanksgiving is coming up.
And yes.
I always love a man or a woman mm-hmm. who has very strict guidelines and discipline in their life. And you just informed me of what your plans are for Thanksgiving
Day. Yeah.
Means you said zero healthy foods. You want tons of seed oils. Mm-hmm. And what else?
Artificial sweeteners, lard, artificial butter. I don't care. Whatever they could bake with joy and happiness into, sprinkle in a little evil and bitterness, give it to me on a plate. I will eat it. Now, if I eat healthy foods, it will be simply because it's on the table. And we will have a massive Thanksgiving. I look forward to it. I'll have two Thanksgiving dinners. I'm going to work out like a madman Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, like everyone else on the planet. And then I'll start back Monday because Thursday is debauchery. Thursday, I'm going to go to bed feeling lesser of myself. I'm going to go to bed not really liking who I am and lots of regrets. But from about 11:30 to 7, it'll be emotions aside. All my anxiety will be depressed, put away with carbs. And meats.
You have such a wonderful scientific view and wholesome optimism for how you're going to treat your body.
It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful. Friday, I'll go back to the gym, work some of it off. It'll be, and then have some leftovers Friday. Oh,
how proud. I am so proud of you, my friend.
Strawberry cookies, turkey, ham.
I like dressing. I like your word, artificial butter. That means margarine, people who don't know that.
Thanks, Ed.
Just to clarify.
Yeah.
Clint uses scientific term, artificial butter.
I have premature brain fog now from all the food I'm going to be eating a week from today. Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
Other people are probably going to go to church and have your name on their list because of
what are you going to eat for Thanksgiving?
It's going to be healthy, except one piece of pound cake made with real butter, not artificial butter like you eat, and whipped cream at my sister's house that is fabulous every year with real whipped cream made the old-fashioned way. Thank you.
Here's what I hear. You're a sad human being. So Thursday, two of us are going to go. When I go to bed Thursday, I'm happy. You're going to go to bed going, I'm healthy, though. I didn't get to have the fun stuff.
I would go to bed Thursday with a bellyache, bloatedness, and probably not sleep well.
No, damn it. No, but it's going to be fantastic, though.
Yeah, you're going to wake up feeling like CRAP.
Yes. Yeah, crap. Yeah.
Yeah, I won't. I'll be at the gym Friday.
I'll be at the 4:30. I will not be at the gym.
High octane, ready to go, bust the world attitude. Yeah. Not you. Okay. No. Okay. Hey, exciting show today. I love this topic. It's on oxalates. I'm only going to give you a tiny preview. We're going to be interviewing the queen of oxalate knowledge and theories, and the only person who's published the book on it called Toxic Superfoods, Sally Norton. I truly believe oxalates were the reason I had a double hip replacement, but it also is causing so many other health disorders from skin disorders and cognitive disabilities down the whole list, liver, cirrhosis, you name it, it can contribute to that. We're going to be talking to her.
Yeah, I'm probably a good test case because Thursday I'll be loading up on oxalates.
No, so, here's the weird thing.
No, this is true. Go for it. It's mostly in healthy foods.
It's mostly in healthy greens. That's why.
And I love greens. I love broccoli and Brussels sprouts and turnip greens. Well,
those don't have them.
Okay, good. What are the green foods that
almost
do have
all
them?
The other ones have them. Okay. The three you mentioned didn't. So, okay. Well,
I'm good to go then. You are. Green beans. I like green beans.
Yeah. We're going to have Black Friday on November 29th, which is, of course, day after Thanksgiving. Yep. 50% off any one item. 50% off any one item. If you come in with your wife and you only have, if you're not signed, one of you signed up at Nutrition World, I'm just going to give you the cheat code. Just go ahead and get your wife signed up on her own or your husband on your own and get a second product for 50% off.
Yeah, it doesn't count gift cards, I don't think. And does it include pets too or no pets?
No, pet has some special discounts because that would devastate us. We simply cannot.
I just wanted to make sure people knew that there may be some exceptions.
Yes, yes.
But it's a great sale.
Segment three, I will be talking about some research on how a new remedy for leg cramps, especially at nighttime.
Okay.
That is really phenomenal research. I was so impressed with. And I'm going to touch back on a refresher course on rapamycin, which is the drug that I take for anti-aging. Dr. Greger, who I don't always agree with because of his vegan policies or his philosophies, he's a little bit too strong on that. I respect vegans. There's nothing wrong if you do it right. But he thinks one little tablespoon of hamburger meat and you will shorten your life by 5 years. So he's kind of gone overboard on that. But his analysis of the medical research on the anti-aging drug rapamycin was probably the most concise I have ever seen. And I posted it on the Vital Health Radio Facebook so you could listen to it. It's only 8 minutes long or you could read the transcript.
Okay.
My new goal, always having some little baby goal, just I do well with that, is a study came out showing, again, I've spoke of this, with hand grip strength. I spoke about the fact that the stronger our grip is, the chances of us living longer are highly predictable that we will. And if they're weak, it's highly predictable you will live less years. And also the ability to stand on one leg. And balance.
Oh, wow.
So this morning, I read this study yesterday. So this morning at Crunch, I just took a whim on it. I had done legs today, and that made it a little bit tougher, but I did do 1 minute and 30 seconds. Dr. Deering, who was on our show here, who works at Nutrition World, the clinical pharmacist, who's fantastic, is taking consultations. If anyone has any need for reviewing their drugs or setting up a game plan for health, nutritionw.com under coaches, Dr. Deering is now available. Fantastic guy. But he did one this morning at 2 minutes and 20 seconds. So Ed Jones will be doing 3 minutes tomorrow. And anyone or you or Daring, if you do it, Clint, it'll be an ongoing little game for me to see if I can do it longer than either of you. You think you can do it?
I don't know, man. I like a good challenge, though.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? It's right. So let's work on balance. And everybody out there, one of the biggest determining factors of dying is falling. It's falling after the age of 50, because if you break a hip, about 30% of those people will die.
There's something on Rogue, the Rogue website, because they're always doing the challenge, like the 50 calorie on the Arsenal bike, whatever. They have one called the Claw, and guys have to hold the hex, you know, the hex dumbbells, 25 pounds in both hands, and then just see how long you can hold them out.
Oh, by standing? You're standing.
You just stand up, holding them grips. It's a grip strength thing. It's the Claw. You're just holding the heads of them. You're turning them up on end.
Yeah.
Grabbing it, and I don't think you can hold where the numbers are because that gives you a little hook. At least that's what I do when I practice it. And so you hold 25 pounds in each hand. Mm-hmm. You've got to show them on a scale that they weigh 25.
Okay.
Then you stand there and film yourself holding it.
Okay.
And I saw one the other night where a guy held it for over 2 minutes. That's really
now, wait. So you're not putting your hands through the holes of the weight.
No, you're turning it up on the ends, the dumbbells.
Yes.
Grabbing it by the hex, the tops.
I got you.
Standing up straight and just holding them down by your side.
25 pounds.
Yeah. See how long you can hold each hand. You got to do one in each hand.
It's going to be done tomorrow.
Okay, see, and film it.
But
see
it won't
how long
be
you
2 minutes. Because
that's amazing. That's pretty good.
That is sounds very excellent.
That's very good, yeah.
I will tell you that it's turning, you know, being 67 and then being very connected to my physical body and gym-wise over the past my entire life, my grip has weakened.
I just don't have, and this is what I try to tell Scott, this finger right here, with trigger finger, I don't have, I've got here fine, and I've got here fine, but that middle, I can't, it hurts. It just gets weak real easy.
Yeah.
It's called being a sissy.
No, it is not. It's called, okay. You've hit a lot of heavy bags, a lot of people, and rugby, and you don't take the best care of yourself.
Oh, wow. So. Thanks for throwing that in there. I appreciate it.
Well, do you deny it?
I do. I deny it. I take excellent care of myself except Thanksgiving.
Well, you get Eric,
Christmas.
You get Eric Buchanan here as your attorney. We'll debate that and see.
And Christmas and New Year's and Thursdays and every Saturday.
Oh, there
Most
you go.
Sundays.
Went to First Watch today, had my meal, which I do every 2 weeks after ketamine, and I really like that place if you choose wisely. This is the thing with restaurants. All of them have very unhealthy foods, but you choose the ones that have the five. I bet you could find five or six healthy options, and you just eat those healthy options. Avocado toast, two eggs over medium, turkey sausage every single other Tuesday.
I could eat all that except for the avocado toast. I like the other stuff.
What is wrong with avocado toast?
It's got avocado on it, but I do like the turkey sausage and the eggs.
You are an anomaly. You don't like cheese. The other day,
you have notes?
This boy was in my office.
Oh, God.
And with Katie, my daughter, you thought that she was eating live beetles off of a plate.
It's these chips with melted cheese. It smells like somebody's brought in feet and they're eating it in there. I'm like, oh my God, open a window or a door and throw me out of it. No, thank you.
And you don't like chocolate.
I like Oreos. That's not chocolate though, but yeah.
You don't like.
I like cheese on pizza, but I don't like regular cheese, like nachos
and
stuff.
You are something else.
You're welcome.
I want to talk about it a little bit later in third segment after we talk to Sally Norton about why your hips are hurting, why your joints are hurting, is talking about the microplastics now found in the vascular system of people with heart issues and heart disease. So when they took out some of this plaque, they analyzed it. Guess what? A lot of them had plastic in the artery.
It has to be from the plastic bottles. I can't imagine it's not to be in the plastic bottles.
I mean, there are other places, but that's where most people get it.
Yeah, it has to be. We're drinking everything out of plastic containers now, everything. I can't imagine it not. And, of course, stuff leaches into it. If you get it hot in the car or microwavable stuff, it all is.
Yes.
It all is. You find it over there? We good?
I wasn't looking for anything.
Oh, okay,
me.
My bad. All right.
Excuse me.
Making sure.
I was stretching my back, okay, over to the left as my hand went to the floor into a notebook.
To grit a piece of paper. And
call me
transparency.
Out.
Oh, you call me dummy. We're fine. I'm okay with it.
Okay.
We got a great guest coming up, though.
Yes, we do, Goober.
Yes.
And it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking to Sally Norton, the author of Toxic Superfoods. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
It's football time in the SEC. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit athomechattanooga.com or just search me online, Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, of course, with my partner, Clint Powell. But today I'm just talking to one of our, well, it is our second most visited guest. Dr. Lasar, the vascular surgeon, is number one because he's been here for many, many, many years. But today we're going to talk about pets. And we have Dr. Colleen Smith from the Chai Veterinarian on Main Street, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, vet hospital's down there.
And you've been there for how many years?
12 years now.
Wow. And again, I said this before, I remember visiting you when you were on Signal Mountain and you were working for a vet, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a long time ago. That was when we both were married and now we're both divorced. Always got there something.
Got out of Dodge.
That's right. Well, this is a topic today that has, you know, in the old days, you didn't think about the timing of neutering and spaying. And as I, of course, delved and lived my whole past 45 years professionally in the world of holistic, integrative, functional, whatever words you want to use, which is really get out of the dogma of traditional thinking, because often they're right and often they're wrong. And we need to be able to learn new evidence that may point to a better path. So a lot of people, the very first thing they want to do, they may ask the question, how quickly can I spay or neuter my pet? Start educating us, please.
Yes, most people ask, and they're starting to question this because there's some data coming out about spaying and neuter their dogs, especially. We'll just talk about dogs today. And I understand, because I did actually help out with some spay neuter clinics, that getting, you know, to get a puppy adopted out, they need to do early spay or neuter.
Okay.
And that's kind of off the table for this subject. But what they're really looking at, and there's a huge study that just came out from UC Davis in California, specifically on golden retrievers, because they have pretty high incidence of cancers. And they actually looked at keeping them intact, neutering them early and neutering them late, and its effect on cancers and actually effect on certain musculoskeletal disease like hip dysplasia and cruciate tears.
Wow.
And they have found there's a little difference between the males and females, because I think the estrogen and testosterone have certain different effects on how cancer cells develop and end development in the skeleton. But it, for both, it does definitely seem that the cancers definitely go up if you neuter early and spay early. So And that's the lymphosarcomas, hemangiosarcomas, mm-hmm. and mast cells. So that's really, really interesting. And I've also read where even heart-based tumors actually go up if you spay or neuter early. So, and I actually have been already telling my clients for the past couple years to at least with the large breed and giant breed dogs like your Great Danes, St. Bernards, to wait at least till they're two.
And when do they usually start their cycle, if you call it that?
They'll probably around 1 year, sometimes okay. depending on the size of the dog, a little bit before a year, a little bit later than a year. So, but the biggest part is, and they talk about it, when I was in vet school, it was do it early because of reproductive cancers. That was the only thing they were really looking at that they thought it had an effect mm-hmm. on. But I still say, you know, wait till about two, but then spay and neuter at about 4 or 5 years old. So you do decrease those reproductive cancers because they only happen when they're late adults. So then you've kind of taken that off the table as well. So they definitely, and with the hip dysplasia and cruciate tears, they also found with the males and females that those increase with early spays and neuters. Mm. And actually with some, with the females and the males with hip dysplasia, it goes way down if you just leave them intact.
Really?
For the most of their life. They only studied until they were 8 years old.
Uh-huh.
So that data doesn't go any later than that. So maybe that does make a difference if they still do it much later. But they have found straight across the board that those two skeletal problems, knees and hips, actually go down if you do it late or not at all, spaying and neutering. And then the cancers go down drastically if you at least wait until they're later, like 2 years old.
How normal is this policy in traditional veterinary?
It's not.
Really?
It's
okay.
not.
Okay.
It's still kind of groupthink. Mm-hmm. Spay and neuter early. 6 months old, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. And especially in the South, I mean, a lot of our shelters are still transporting dogs, puppies up north because their spay and neuter policies are a lot stricter and their shelters aren't full like ours are. So we actually have to transport a lot of our pets up there. And I get it. To get them adopted out, you just want to make sure that they're spayed and neutered, and that's just the way it is. But it's still taught in vet school to at least, you know, do it early, or if you even it increases. Mm-hmm. But they keep using the data based on what happens with the reproductive cancers. That's it. They only talk about mammary cancers, and they only talk about testicular or scrotal cancers or whatever, or prostate cancers. But they actually have, they're still not looking at how it affects all the other cancers in their body. And they're now like, you know what? It really makes a huge difference on, and we're seeing more and more of that stuff. I just don't see a lot of mammary cancers in big dogs anyway, hardly at all. But I see a ton of hemangiosarcoma, a ton of spleen cancers in golden retrievers, especially.
Really? Spleen cancer?
Yeah. Hemangiosarcoma you usually find in the spleen or the liver, and that's a diagnosed a lot. And lymphomas. I see a ton of that. So if you see a ton of that and barely any reproductive cancers, I might as well start treating this animal to decrease, or start, you know, educating owners to decrease the chances of those other types of cancers that are much, much, much more common.
Well, I call that philosophy common sense and wisdom philosophy, not textbook philosophy. And often the textbook is right, and many times it needs tweaking a lot, and that's what you've done with common sense. I know this is a very foolish question, and I kind of think I know the answer, but when you spay and neuter, you are cutting all of the hormones from that pet, right? They're not making anything else.
The majority, you still, and even in humans, you make a teeny weeny bit of, the females will make a teeny bit of testosterone in our adrenal glands, and men make their teeny bit of estrogen in their adrenal glands.
Mm-hmm.
So those little parts do make a teeny bit of hormone, but not enough to really have a huge difference on. But yeah, you're pretty much cutting off all those reproductive hormones. But they know too that they have a huge effect on the endocrine system, a huge effect on the musculoskeletal system. So it's not just reproductive hormones. It has effect on every type of cell biology in the body. So you're affecting a lot of other things when you spay and neuter, not just them having more puppies.
Now you're affecting positively or negatively?
Positively when you're waiting.
Okay.
When you're waiting, yes. Because the other thing, too, is the dog's last growth plate closes at 18 months.
Oh, really?
So this is why they're seeing these hip dysplasias and cruciate tears, and that growth plate is in the back leg. It's in the knee. So that's going to be a big spot that if that's not closing right, then you get these longer leggier dogs. You're seeing these dogs, it's like, it just doesn't, it looks like a foal, you know, this horse with these super long legs. It doesn't fit the body. And you're seeing these super long legs because they got spayed and neutered early and the bones didn't stop growing when they were supposed to. So you're already setting them up for mechanical failure in the skeleton because the angles of the bones just aren't, and their joints aren't correct anymore. And we saw this a long time ago that people who work their dogs that are doing hunting, they're doing, you know, agility stuff, that they're like, they started noticing when we spay and neuter early, I'm seeing much more athletic injuries. So they're kind of like, just wait a little bit longer. And these breeds and these groups, they're waiting longer and waiting a little bit longer, so they have less athletic injuries. And it just kind of stayed in that group. But now some people are picking up and like, okay, we're, if these people notice that they're having less athletic injuries when they're spaying and neuter later, is this across the board? And they're like, oops, it is kind of across the board with all your pets to decrease those skeletal issues if you wait to spay and neuter.
Well, another silly question, just for my thinking, as far as humans, if I bought a pet that was just been spayed and it's 7 months old, can I start hormone replacement?
That's a big question. I get that a question a lot, and I'm still kind of on the fence of like, I don't even really know how much hormones are supposed to be getting, because we don't really actually measure it when they're already intact, because who cares? Uh-huh. Because the schooling is, we're getting rid of them anyway, so we don't really, why do we need to measure that kind of stuff? So if I'm replacing it, how much am I replacing it with? So, and I totally get it. There are some supplements that actually support the adrenal glands and all this kind of stuff if they're spayed and neutered, but there are ovary sparing spays where they take out the uterus. This is, we're getting into reproductives here. And so they still have the hormone, mm-hmm. but they can't have puppies.
Yes.
And they're doing the same thing in the males where they're just kind of doing a ligation. And so they're still making testosterone, but they're not making the sperm. So they still have those hormones in the body, but they're not being able to reproduce. Okay. And there's more and more doctors or veterinarians that are doing that surgery, but there's not, still not a lot of them.
Do you do that if somebody requested?
We don't. It's a specialty type of surgery, and it may be something we'll look into down the road, because I don't do surgeries anymore. I don't really do any kind of surgeries anymore because I'm primarily like integrative, holistic. But I think it's a good option for some dogs. We just need to be a little bit judicious about, you know, is your dog going to just be sitting in the yard all day long? Or is this a dog that's going to be with you and it's well-trained and it's not going to be wandering off? Because those hormones do make them wander off. And they can be more aggressive, those kind of things. So is this kind of a dog coming from a, you know, a home that's well trained in this kind of stuff too.
So. Again, that's personalizing the path of treatments, which normally, you know, traditional modalities don't think along those lines. It's kind of cookie cutter in both humans and pets. It does make the system work more efficiently, and it makes it more profitable to have cookie cutter type of coding, pricing, and all that goes along with that. That's why I love, you know, people like you are my heroes, because you think outside the box. And for people listening, it is not an easy journey to live in the world of outside the box, because your peers are not really applauding you, and sometimes there's some negativity, and you're kind of swimming upstream. Well, you know, the fact that you and I both start swimming upstream before it was close to kind of mainstream was more difficult. But, you know, we now have our fans now who it's kind of hard to fully attack us, because there's a lot of people that stand behind us. And it does make life a little bit easier than it was 20 years ago anyway.
Yeah.
And how about that test kit? And we talked about it on the radio from the developer, the test kit for cancer. That what do you feel about that?
I know there's new ones coming out, and we do actually, as part of our annual wellness, there is a lab that does test for certain cancer. Well, it's an enzyme that certain cancer cells give off, and that is our part of our annual actually.
Oh, really?
And I kind of really encourage that, especially for our senior dogs, just to kind of see what's going on. If that enzyme starts going up, and we also check C-reactive protein, which we check in people.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, for inflammation. Mm-hmm. So we check for those two things, and there's kind of a algorithm, and if it goes up to a certain number, then I like, okay, we need to start looking. It doesn't tell me where it is or what it is, but they're like, these enzymes are going up, and these enzymes are only given off by cancer cells. So then I will, and I have caught, it's been amazing, because I've caught so many early cancers that once we take it out, dog is good, live the rest of their life normally, everything's great. I've been catching these, you know, hemangiosarcomas in the spleen early, taking the spleen out, the dog is good to go. And, you know, they die of old age,
really,
which is great. Which if they have splenic cancers way back, it was an automatic, oh, just euthanize your dog. And I'm like, you don't need to. We don't need to do that. If we catch it early, we, you know, we take that spleen out. We can't live without our spleen. So it's actually kind of a bonus. But yeah, we can just extend their life, and they have a normal, happy doggy life.
Or on the other side, if it shows extremely aggressive, and a lot of money's involved and a lot of potential not good outcomes, then it's easier for, I think, maybe for the owner to make a decision.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It also gives us some treatment plan too. If they decide, and I work with oncologists around here all the time, you know, if I have a client that wants to do chemotherapy and alternative stuff, we put it together very well. Great package. And if they're in a treatment and they're like, hey, you know what? They're doing great. It's been 6 months. Let's recheck it. And if those numbers come down, I'm like, great. This treatment plan is working really, really well. So it gives us a lot of information there too. So yeah, even if those numbers were high and we're in treatment and they come down, that's great news.
Well, C-reactive protein is to me, a very important test, especially the high sensitivity one for humans. Mm-hmm. And it tells so much about the mechanisms of inflammation, and inflammation doesn't always mean pain, but it can mean cancer cells. It can mean, you know, arterial plaque is growing because you have the arteries inflamed. I had a 22-year-old just Saturday that came in who had a CRP of 22. And, you know, that's really high because I like to see it under one. And here she is, 22. It's hard to define it sometimes, as you say, but she had a lot of things going on. So, you know, that gives you at least one is it gives you a reason to look further. Two is, when you do create a therapeutic plan, it's kind of a marker for how successful is it. We get 22 to go to 10. Well, we're obviously going the right direction. You know, seemingly a lot of similarities between thinking for humans and pets, I'm so intrigued about hormones, how they work. And I have done a 180 degree reversal on my kind of take on, do we really need human hormones as we age? And I used to think, no, Mother Nature's got it all figured out. But really, Mother Nature has done away with the need for us to remain once we are producing babies and we get past that stage. And sometimes for quality of life, if it's bioidentical, I am leaning toward yes, you know, to have better quality of life, and the risk is low, the benefit is great. Everything's risk benefit. Going for the old-fashioned hormones? No, I think the risk is greater and the benefit is less. So you are always such a wealth of information. So people listening who, like, I didn't know we had someone like you in this town, how would they contact you?
We have a website that's ChattanoogaHolisticVet.com. And my clinic is on Main Street on the south side. And you can just find our phone number on the website and give us a call and make an appointment.
You have done some serious remodeling over the past years.
Which would be my second favorite job, is doing remodeling. I love doing that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Yeah, I can take down a wall and put in a window and I'd be super happy.
Well, I bet you that your patients ask something of you that they ask of me all the time. Why don't you open a second location? And I just barely can answer the fact that there's no hope.
Yeah, there's only one of me, so it's really kind of hard to like split my time between two separate places. Mm.
I had two stores at one time. There's one in Highland Plaza and one in Brainerd Village, and I would run the roads all day long. Somebody at Brainerd Village would need a bottle of 100 count of vitamin E. Well, I just felt so bad. I would just jump in the truck and run it up there, and then, of course, run back to the other one, and it was nonsense, pure nonsense. Well, thank you as always. And you come every 2 to 3 months, and I love it, love it. And we'll keep this thing going as long as you and I are upright and breathing.
You got that, Ed.
All right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more of the empowering information that I've kind of accumulated over the past 7 days. And that plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today. Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell, and probably looked more forward to this interview on Vital Health Radio than I have in almost anyone I have done in quite some time, because it's personal to me. When I say it's personal, I'm going to say in the next 60 seconds the reason why, and that's because when I had double hip replacement, I was dumbfounded. Why did everything else in my body seem so healthy, look so healthy, never had really much struggles in my life until the day I woke up with this massive pain that held me down for 3.5 years, went to the Dr. Higgins, fabulous orthopedic. He said, your hips are completely worn out and you need both of them replaced immediately. Well, I was blown away. I just kept thinking something's going to fix these. But then after I realized I'm getting them fixed, I still, being the detective I am, went deep diving into what could have caused it. And that's when this wonderful lady, Sally Norton, came out with a book called Toxic Superfoods, and it intrigued me totally about oxalates.
I'll never forget when you brought in and started talking about this. I was like, this is weird. And then the next week you talked about it and you were like, no, I'm starting to read more and more. And then I started hearing about it. It's amazing what you start, when you search something on the Google will start presenting it back to you like, oh, would you like to know more?
Yep.
And then, it's very real. And me and you have had this conversation a number of times.
A number of times. Yeah. And you've been a witness to the fact of my passion. So we have today the superhero that wrote the book Toxic Superfood, Sally Norton, because she changed my life, because now I have zero pain. Because even though I don't have other joint-like conditions needing replacement, I still had a lot of chronic pain. I don't have any anymore. Welcome, Sally Norton, to Vital Health Radio.
Well, how nice to be with you, Ed, and hear about your pain-free living. That just is music to my ears.
Well, you have... you're going to turn the corner, and I know you have already for a lot of people, but it's just the tip of the iceberg because physicians know nothing of this. It will take probably a decade for it to truly filter into the little bit of mainstream thinking. That's just why I say often that I separate the world into two classes of people, learners and non-learners. When you're a non-learner and you're aging, you're going to be probably a loser. So I am a learner, you're a learner, and the fact that you are now teaching as a teacher with this book called Toxic Superfoods has changed my life, and I know it can. Anyone who has oxalate issues, I'm not saying 100% people have that. What is an oxalate? Let's get to the grammar school level to explain to people what it is, why it does what it does, and what we can do to stop it.
Yeah, oxalate is usually called oxalates because it's this little tiny transformer molecule. It's really, really, really tiny, and it gets anywhere. It comes to you through your food and gets into your body and causes problems, and it connects with minerals and creates these compounds where it's called calcium oxalate or magnesium oxalate and so on. It has a charge. It connects with metals and starts grabbing them, and metals are important electrolytes and cofactors, and they're what allow cells to function properly. And they get too much of this acid, this oxalic acid in your body, and it starts grabbing the calcium out of your blood and messing all kinds of things up, and it can get into trouble very silently from a natural chemical made by plants that is in foods like our nuts, our peanuts, our potatoes, our chocolate, our tea. And this little chemical has been overlooked by science, even though it's been in our science for over 200 years as a problematic compound.
That's so interesting still to me at this day. And here's what I ate since I was 25 years old is 3 to 4 times a week. I would eat spinach, which is one of the highest levels of oxalates.
Yep. No.
I would eat raspberries every single night. I had almonds to the roof with almond butter and almonds.
I eat almonds every week.
I know.
Four or five days a week. I've got the book open right now, and I'm looking at the list, and I'm horrified, but continue on, yeah.
And so the main heavy foods is what I lived on. And, it, you know, looking back, these foods are nutritious, but they're not healthy. So we have to get in our head a different definition of foods. And the thing is, with going off of oxalates and taking a few nutrients that may help rid the body of some of those spinning around oxalates, we can get better, right?
We certainly can. I mean, you're a great example of that. I mean, it wasn't like when you were 5 that you discovered this. You're a grown guy. You've been around a while, and even at this sort of later stage in life, the body still heals. That's what every cell is designed to do, is heal and get better. If you get the toxins and the dangerous stuff that's pulling you down out of the way, healing is almost inevitable. But there can be a point where there's so much wear and tear that the tissues no longer have what it takes to recover.
Can I ask what started your journey on this? Like, it's such a kind of an offshoot that no one would really look at or heard before, and here you are knee deep in it. What got you going down this rabbit hole and changed it for you?
Yeah, I'm neck deep in it.
Yeah.
Because it destroyed my health. And, you know, in college, I went to Cornell for nutrition. I wanted to be a person that would help people not get sick because those who want to not get sick could elect to if they know the lifestyle, particularly diet, is really 80% of your health is diet, because what you eat brings in either something that builds you or something that destroys you. Mm. And if you pick the right building blocks, the problem is we're not well educated, and apparently my Ivy League degree wasn't good enough, because all I learned in school was that if you eat these foods with oxalate with your meals, then you won't absorb the calcium, because it's an anti-nutrient that prevents you from using the calcium either in that spinach
or in the foods you ate with the spinach, and that in babies, it's very, very destructive to their health.
Mm.
We've known that for a long time. And we know that when oxalate binds with calcium and starts balling up and turning into little bits of grit in the body, it can grow into a whole stone. The common one is the kidney stone. So we know people with kidney diseases, including kidney stones, should avoid these high oxalate foods and not eat spinach and almonds. And that's all I knew. It's like anyone with kidney problems, you definitely need to be paying attention to oxalate. So I was pretty shocked later on, late in life. It was like 2009. I had an attack of vulvar pain. Like, you know, this is genital agony. A couple of days of that, I'm like, whoa, what is this? And luckily, my husband did a Google search. He's excellent at that. And he found the Vulvar Pain Foundation. This VP Foundation has been teaching now for over 30 years that oxalate in the diet is related to pain syndromes of the pelvis and the genitalia, and that she's been helping people for a long time just learning where oxalates are, and she's helped to test the foods to help teach us that. Because unfortunately, my profession of public health nutrition has not bothered to really understand our exposure level to this. My whole profession is ignoring how much oxalic acid and oxalate crystals and oxalic whatever, all these oxalates that are hanging out in our spinach and potatoes. We're not bothering to learn it, to understand our exposure level, and to warn people. And so here I was, a nutrition professional into integrative medicine and holistic healing, who was eating sweet potatoes all the time and Swiss chard and beet greens all through my life and having severe health problems since I was 12, back pain, arthritis, foot disorders. I was on crutches and wheelchairs and painkillers all through my 20s. I got chronic fatigue severely, and arthritis. It just went on, and I ended up needing a hysterectomy, very much like Ed. Like, what is this organic gardener who cooks everything from scratch, who looks great on the outside, who grew to full size, is suddenly or not so suddenly suffering from chronic diseases and needing things like a hysterectomy? Wait a minute. The hysterectomy for me was like Ed's hips. Like, what the heck? Wait. I'm the healthy one. I shouldn't be dealing with this. What is going on? So when I figured this thing out, thanks to the Vulvar Pain Foundation, I was livid because I knew I couldn't be the only one, and I sacrificed decades of my life. So I've devoted myself to understanding this.
Well, that's what a great story, great journey. And again, most of the time, most of us don't change until we have suffering that then allows us to either search or get broken down. And the fact that you have learned this is going to help millions of people. And I want to be, and I am one of your, you know, partners in this path of empowering other people. Do you have a question?
I just want to ask, how long, if I start cutting the foods out, that's one question. And then I'm assuming there are supplements or things I can take to counteract or help deviate. But if I go into this and say, okay, I am cutting these things out of my diet, is it 24 hours? I'll start noticing a little difference. Is it a month? Or is that just vary so much person to person?
It definitely varies person to person. Mm. But I would say the typical path is that within 3 days, you notice something's better. Your sleep's a little better. You're not waking up at night to pee. Your mood's a little better. Your energy's a little better. Maybe your outlook is brighter. Maybe your elbow pain has stopped bothering you, or your trick finger, or your feet are happier. So you may notice things like that right away. And for some people, depending on the state of their metabolism and how ready the body is to unload itself, because the issue is the hidden issue that isn't known by medicine and not documented well, is that by eating these things like the almonds and potatoes and the chocolate and the tea routinely, you end up building it up in your bones, your bone marrow, your thyroid gland, maybe your brain, your teeth, your jaw, all over the place. And if your body's really ready to be done with it, sometimes you start to feel a little worse, sort of soon. And so then you go back and you eat your almonds and you feel a little better, which is like a complete paradox, which you have to learn to understand that. So it's a little bit tricky to understand your body's response to the change in diet. Some people feel excellent for a long time to come, and they don't start to see this kind of healing symptoms that occur, this clearing illness, where the body's clearing it out. where you start to feel a little weird or worse. Sometimes that doesn't happen for a year, 3 years, 6 years out. Some people, it's happening already because they're so toxic.
I know I give advice, and I'm not, I certainly don't have your education and experience, but I do tell people, I like the app OxyPure, O-X-I-P-U-R. I look up all the foods until I learn them of what not to eat because it lists the level of oxalates. Not sure how accurate, but that's the one I use. And I say, if you cut out all of them and you get worse, well, right there's your diagnosis. If you cut all of them and you get better, it's kind of your diagnosis. And you will have to dance carefully. I have one long-term customer friend at the store, a female, who really has suffered for longer than I feel like she should. And she's still dumping. And what she has to do is she has to eat something like chocolate in order to reduce the dumping for her to be able to function. And, you know, at because you also write in your book, the Toxic Superfoods book, about there's certain nutrients. There's just a few that you have to probably do to help expedite the excretion of these. We have those at Nutritional World. In fact, there's a formula called OxyGuard that does that. But it's very important. And here's the heartbreak to me was this, and we've got about 3 or 4 minutes left. The heartbreak to me was I, being in the business for 45 years, I had my angels of supplements. And two of those that I've had to say goodbye to and kiss them and have a divorce is my green foods powder and my vitamin C. Those two were... Oh my gosh, every morning, every afternoon, every night. And I didn't do it for a few weeks after I read the book. I said, I just can't. But then I knew I had to do that. So there are some supplements that are also causing troubles, and vitamin C seems to be one of those. So for, you know, people who want to access more information, you got some wonderful testimonies on YouTube. I mean, every time I see most of them, they're so authentic. It's life-changing. First off, on YouTube, how would they find you on YouTube? What would they type in?
Look for Sally K. Norton. That's my channel on YouTube. It used to be S.K. Norton. It might come up in that one as well. And my YouTube channel has a series, maybe 12 testimonials that are only 15 minutes long. If you want to see complete bone loss, that one's coming out in a month or so from now. Cartilage loss, we've got Adit Zelkin talking about her knees disappearing and then coming back with the shredded meniscus. We've got, you know, pain syndromes, eye issues, all of that with people sharing their stories there. I highly recommend you look at that because you get a sense of how oxalate toxicity is different in each person. And what I just hope people recognize that by seeing these people discover the oxalates and recover, there you go. Proof. The body heals itself. You are not meant to wear out and fall apart.
I so love that. And here's the thing. Anyone who's listening, you know, we live in a world of a lot of charlatans and a lot of people who just have passion, but they're not correct in what they're doing. You're not selling anything to fix them. You're empowering them with information. They need, what they need is discipline. You and I don't sell discipline. It's not that hard because once you start feeling better, I don't miss any of those foods anymore of my life that I had to cut out, nor the supplements. I'm healthier now with a little less supplements and a lot less of those foods than I've ever been in all of my 67 years. So, Sally, you just, again, a hero to the United States and the world. And I'm going to do all I can for as long as I'm here to keep empowering others through you. And so they know they can come to Nutrition World, and we're going to keep talking you up and helping you to educate other people. So thank you so very much for coming on Vital Health Radio.
Thank you for having me. It's wonderful to be with you, and we'll keep it on.
All right. Keep it on is right. All right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we have an interesting guest, a holistic veterinarian, again, Dr. Colleen Smith, has been on before, talking about when should we spay and neuter our dogs. It's very, very reversal from what you think, because most of traditional vets are saying one thing, she's saying another. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Do you love Southeastern College football? If so, we've got the show for you. It's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. SEC at its best. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Nothing but the best in SEC football talk and information. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Production from the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Let's talk Chattanooga real estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real-life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company. It's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones, and back with my partner Clint Powell and 2 superstar guests in this episode. I've phenomenal Sally Norton and Dr. Smith.
Very good.
Love it, love it, love it. Yeah. I did mention to Clint Waller just a minute ago, and he almost ran out of the office screaming that I'm going to get a bidet, and he says, nope, he's quitting the show if I start talking about my private parts.
Yeah, I don't know why we got this.
Just
good.
Bring it up.
Yeah.
I like to be transparent. I want to make sure I commit. Here, there he goes. He's gone. Oh, no, come back. I mentioned earlier, I want to mention something that was found as a possible phenomenal treatment for leg cramps.
Okay.
Leg cramps, and I've been very fortunate. I've maybe had 3 in my life. How many? You get them often?
No.
Oh, that's, you're fortunate.
I've had a handful of them, but usually it's when I'm doing something, running or, it'll hit you at the wrong moment.
But, in the middle of the night, I know it's just torture. Mm-hmm. And, well, we all know about potassium. It's usually not that unless you're on diuretics. We know, and magnesium does play a role because magnesium relaxes things that are too constrictive. But now, there was a study done on 199 older adults that took 180 micrograms, this is one pill, of vitamin K2 every night for 8 weeks. Those that were given the vitamin K2 had a dramatic reduction in leg cramps. Went down to only one per week when they were having almost three per week at baselines, and this was after only 8 weeks. So vitamin K2 helps to reduce plaque in the arteries, so it's helping to probably manage the calcium that's going too much into the calf that's causing constriction. That's why magnesium can be helpful too, but if you have leg cramps, your body needs vitamin K2 anyway, and it mm-hmm. needs magnesium. Just do both of those and you will be in a better place. I want to mention real quick, I'm hugely invested in, we need to have clean water to drink, especially at least at home, to have a filter system. Well, the filter system to not get, which I know I've known about this for 2 years, but the zero water pitcher. I don't know if you,
Brita.
Have you heard of zero? Zero, I actually bought this for my daughter when she went to
UTK.
Let's
see what it looks like.
I went to UTK. I bought it because it takes out everything. The problem is when they tested it by an independent lab about a year ago, is the microplastics were higher than any product ever tested. Because the cleaning mechanism that they use removes the chlorine and the leads and all the bad stuff, but in the process deposits microplastics. So, again, I want to be not only the bearer of good news, but the bearer of dangerous news. So zero water filter, which is sold everywhere. Very popular. Targets and all the stores sell zero. And it looks great because, hey, it takes out everything. Guess what? It takes out everything and then adds back probably one of the worst that you can have, because the study was done showing people had cardiovascular disease. And they decided to test a good number of the plaque that they removed from their artery. And they found that in 80% of the cases, microplastics were part of the blockage within the plaque. That's pretty scary.
It is.
You ingest something that's a micro, which means you don't see it, but it finds its way into your artery system.
Yep. Scary. I'm glad you brought us that today. That's good stuff today. We had a good show.
Very good show. All right.
We didn't have any words of wisdom, so.
Nope. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Vital Health Radio Download. Also, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com, and we thank you for listening. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.